Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Lisa Durgan's our guest tonight. Lisa, I pronounced everything right?
Yeah, you did.
Good times. Lisa's on the cover of, it's going to be this month's stuff. It's not out yet, right?
It's out now.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, today. Came out today.
All the guys had it out front.
Yeah.
The Sploozers.
Yeah. Part spaz, all loser. Sploozer.
Yeah. Those guys with the magazine.
Yes. They're currently pulling the windshield wipers off of my car and using them to actually carve Sploozer into my hood.
Well, your car's right next to mine, so I hope they don't get mine next.
Yeah, yours will be actually covered with a... fine coat
don't,
of semen.
Oh,
it's true. It's true. There's a lot of guys that are into that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
They enjoy that stuff. All right. Lisa is on Fox Sports Net's NFL show, which is on Saturdays after the Pac-10 show, and then on Sundays at 10 a.m. to noon, and Chris Myers, Tommy Davidson, and this is a new show, right?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. What do you think I got that TiVo for?
Yeah, no.
I'm a big fan of Michael Irvin.
He's great.
He's funny.
Boy, yeah. What a story, huh?
Yeah, Michael.
He's come around.
Well, first off, the black NFL troublemaker who ends up becoming a ordained minister.
Right.
Not headline news anymore. What percentage of black men over 40 are ordained ministers?
Have you seen,
what percentage?
37. Have you seen?
That seems like more like 60.
Have you seen his preacher routine?
Oh, listen,
it's very funny.
I don't think it's a routine.
No, he does a funny version.
Haven't seen it, but
it's incredible.
He can charm a room, so I'm sure he's pretty good with that.
He is. He dresses to the nines.
Hey, I like that about him.
No better guy to have on your NFL crew than this guy. I mean, here's a guy who was an All-Pro, has a couple of Super Bowl rings, and talks the talk, walks the walk. Dresses like Al Sharpton, sounds like an Eddie Murphy character.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in love with that guy. I really am. Lisa's also the new St. Pauli girl. So we do posters and sign the calendars. And
I've
stuff?
Actually done all the work. Now I just represent them for a year. I've shot everything, and once a year they pick some girl that they think represents just the all-American. Well, actually, it's a German beer, but you know what I mean. It's just
all-American
somebody that represents
Jew killer, yes.
Fun, love, and
good times.
Good times.
And you probably like got one of those things in your contract where you can't be drinking like a Budweiser or Schlitz, right? But they don't let you do that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if they mentioned Schlitz.
Maybe I'm living in the past.
Schlitz. I'm not sure.
Primo, Pabst, Blue Ribbon, all the big ones.
Well, they treat me right, so I'm gonna.
But they have those things. I remember when Jimmy did, like Miller Lite.
Oh yeah.
He couldn't be seen holding the butt. Like if you want to go out and shoot a round of golf, and forget about filming.
Yeah.
He'd pour it into a cup. He wouldn't want to be seen waving around the bud bottle.
It's
do they have that?
Well, I don't walk around carrying beer everywhere, but when I do drink beer, St. Pauli's are really good.
But they tell you that, right?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
It's fine.
It's just like with the endorsements I have with golf. I can't be playing with some other, golf ball and certain clubs if I'm represented by, certain
names. How do you go on the golf?
How do I go on the golf?
How did you get going with that?
I've played my whole life.
Did some of your family play? Or?
My family, my parents, my grandparents. My dog's name was Bogey.
Are you from San Diego?
I am from San Diego, so I grew up playing. Actually, my dad was in the military, so I played in a lot of military courses. And I started having coaching lessons at 12. And my mom and I used to play twice a week. And I got really good at a young age. And... so I got endorsed by a lot of things
really?
From doing Playboy, and golf really there's not too many women that play in this town and can play well.
Not attractive. Not Asian women. I'll kick my dad right in the nuts one more time.
For not taking you on the golf course.
For just not doing anything or being into nothing. I've never seen a golf club or nothing. I got thrown off a driving range, you know.
How did you do that?
The guy said if I sliced one more into the tennis courts, I was going to have to leave. And then he stood there while I teed it up. And proceeded to slice it right into the tennis court.
Yep. You need to close the face of your club.
Yeah, you got to show me what's going on because
I got
a mad, mad slice, and I've been taking lessons. I mean, just sort of verbal, you know, yeah, open the club, close the club. You're not following through. You're dipping your shoulder. You're not flexing your knee. And I've got an extra 20 feet of slice now. 5 years of advice and club modification, this and that. And this is a bad slice, I want you to know, because a buddy of mine who's an avid golfer said, we're going to go out to the driving range, we're going to buy a big bucket, I'm going to sit down, light a cigarette, and watch you hit that bucket, and by the time we're done with this bucket, we'll have worked your slice right out. And when we were done with that bucket, he was like...
He gave up.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I got to say about golf, it's just like working out or, I don't know, everybody seems to have the right thing to say. And, you know, I have a coach... I listen to my coach, so whenever I'm out there and somebody wants to give me a little bit of advice, just being a girl, you just got to nip it and say, leave it.
Yeah, but you have a game. You don't have a crazy slice that goes in another fairway.
Well, at one point I did. I was, like, slicing for a good month or two, and I couldn't figure out what I did, and I had to rechange, you know, my grip. Actually, it was my grip. And not closing my face, so that's why I suggested that. But look, I'm doing exactly what I said not to do.
I know. And I'm left-handed, so I've been told to just stop it. Oh, really?
But I play golf right-handed, which is actually, you should do that.
Yeah, it's too late now. I've spent all this time sucking from the left side of the tee there. I couldn't imagine going and sucking from the right side of the tee. But you give me a little golf lesson, like, during the commercial. I got to get this slice. It's no fun for me, you understand? I can't enjoy myself. I play these crappy, you know, B, C celebrity tournaments, and I just slice the goddamn ball all over the place. It's pathetic.
And then you're on the green in four, and you're three putting.
You make everyone nervous, too, because you're an attractive woman. Let me tell you something, Drew. Psychologically, I was playing in a foursome on some sort of, like, Kings tournament or something, the hockey team out in, I don't know, Simi Valley. And I was playing with a couple guys who were playing pretty well and knew what they were doing, and I wasn't doing too badly. And I don't know if I think I was with Jimmy, and he was doing okay. And we played, like, eight holes, and everything was fine. And they were doing this, like, scramble thing, and we were a couple below par or something, which is easy to do if you do it that way. And but everyone was playing pretty decent golf, and then we got to the eighth hole with the hot chick who's sitting there, and she's sitting there on, like, a folding chair, and she's like the Budweiser girl, and she's going to give you a brewski. And you know, whoever gets it closest to the pin gets a case of Budweiser or something. They do this at these celebrity tournaments. All four guys just whacked it just right into the water. Like, everybody caved completely. The idea of a hot chick sitting in a folding chair 10 feet behind you when you're teeing the ball up, everyone goes to hell. Everybody screwed up.
Did you swing with too much force and hit it over the...
All I know is out of the four guys on the previous eight holes, one of the four guys had a good enough tee shot to play it. You know, it was in the fairway. It was decent. It was good enough to everyone play that ball. Yeah. And that's how they do it in these tournaments. Then no one had a playable ball.
That's bad.
Yeah, and then I think we actually took, like, two mulligans or something, like two of the good guys hit over again. Still nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone just sat there. You know, we should just tuck their genitalia between our legs and wept.
You don't play, Dr. Drew?
No. He's not the only doctor that doesn't play. But if you're with
anxious,
a beautiful woman, it sucks. You can't focus.
Anxious just talking about golf.
You do? You get anxious?
Why? Why?
Because I cannot, I mean, it's really, like, retarded with a club. And if I had 4 hours, it's like a billion other things I'd do at that time.
That's the key. The key is it forces you just to walk around and do nothing for 4 hours. And that's the whole point.
Yeah,
it's
like
you got too much, it forces you to stop doing stuff.
Yeah.
That's, you got too much on your plate.
Yeah.
You need to chill out. But yes, we're going to get rid of my slice before the night's over. Sarah?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have this boyfriend that I've been with for about 2 years, a little over, and he is into anal sex. He wants to try it, and it makes me pretty nervous, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's like, not something you want to do.
No, not really, but I don't know. I think that he's weird pretty much.
Okay, well, why would you want to... First of all, why are you with a guy that you think is weird?
Well, no, just this idea that he has.
Then why would you engage in something with him that you thought was weird and unpleasant and you don't want to do it?
No, what I'm asking you is it normal? Is it...
It's common right now. Guys kind of preoccupied about this.
It's a trend.
It is kind of a trend.
Like when we were young, certain dance steps were...
Inline skates.
Electric slide. skating. Yeah, pit bull attacks. It certain things become in vogue for a while. And then right now, it's the these are the anal years.
The keister years.
The keister years, yeah. I think, when we look back on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
Don't do anything you don't want to do. And if you're not comfortable, don't do it. And he should respect that.
Well, yeah, and he does. I'm just wondering if it's a normal thing or if...
It's a pretty common thing these days.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah,
no, I've not reached a consensus. Adam has his theory of why, but I can't quite get it.
Why what?
Why guys are sort of into this now.
Guys are into it because guys are envelope pushers.
You said the list.
No, envelope's a euphemism for the ass.
I see.
That wasn't a metaphor.
No,
I was actually talking about the ass.
Yeah, you never heard it called a manila envelope? Got it. Envelope, yeah.
No, here's what it is. You take a look at anything. Guys push everything along. You see, you take a look at, like, BMX riding.
Right.
10 years ago, guys were doing a cross-up. Yeah. Now they're doing double flips and stuff. You know, everything has to keep going forward. Take a look at the NBA. Barely saw any dunking 25 years ago. Now everything's crazy. Like, stuff you couldn't imagine is going on. And it's guys shoving this along. It's a physical thing that guys got to push along. Guys got to push sex along, too, if you think about it.
Yeah, so
I mean, think about what was acceptable and what was exciting, what you were happy to have in high school, as opposed to what the average high schooler is into now. Do you see what I'm saying?
So when I see a half pipe or whoopties, I should think envelope.
Think anal envelope.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm taking notes.
You say envelope? I say envelope.
Envelope.
Okay.
Envelope?
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that? It's E-N, right?
Yeah. It's an envelope.
Sounds like envelope to me.
Right. That's why the dictionary sits here, Adam. It's all right.
Well,
probably both ways in here.
E-N.
Both ways.
You're all right. You're okay.
But, like...
It's all right, Adam.
Okay.
All right, keep it good.
But how do you say the word envy? Envy?
That's a good point.
All right. Brian makes a point. He writes entourage, which is not
interestingly entourage. In its envelope.
It's envelope.
No. I beg your pardon. It's envelope in the dictionary.
Yeah, because everybody pushes the envelope. They don't push the envelope. There's no test pilot that's going to push the envelope. No.
Jeez, the envelope isn't even in the dictionary. Oh yes, it is. No, it is. Both are in here.
All right.
They both are in.
All right, look up labia and labia next. Jade?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Mm-hmm.
Or, what does my grandmother say?
Clitoris.
Clitoris and clitoris. Go ahead, Jade.
Wait, Phil.
My grandmother corrects me. She's like, it's not clitoris, it's clitoris.
She's 85? 89.
You had this conversation with your mother? Your grandmother?
Yeah, but to be fair to her, she was 85 when we had this. I was listening to the radio show, and I heard you say clitoris. It's pronounced clitoris. And I'm like, well, we always say clitoris.
Clitoris.
Clitoris. And she's like...
You say clitoris?
She's like... Emery Kennerick is a doctor, and he says clitoris. I like what this. You know, when you get old, you have one friend with a degree, and they become Mr. Owl. I got to listen to this old coot about everything now. Emery Kennerick says, like, every sentence starts with that because a guy read a book. And I said, well, what do you think Dr. Drew is? He's a doctor. But see, you don't count because you're one of my friend doctors.
Right. Well, of course.
It's like you're some jack-off I went to junior college with. All right, so it's clitoris or clitoris.
Yeah, Yeah, thank you. We, by the way, weren't trying to figure that one out.
Oh, we weren't. We weren't. Lisa didn't. I thought she asked that.
No, I didn't ask.
Jade?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I was just curious. I guess you would say habitual pot smoker. I've been smoking for about 2 years straight now. And in the past month, I've been having some strange dreams where they involve me doing harder drugs like coke and heroin.
Have you done those drugs?
Well, I've done coke, which was laced in the weed, but that was all.
Get a little, the coke was sprinkled on the weed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yummy.
Hey, Jake, speak up a little bit. Get closer to your telephone there. You're not really registering here.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Better? Much better. Much better.
Okay.
We hear her, but it wasn't broadcasting.
I see. All right.
Well, here's the deal. What happens with marijuana addiction in essentially all cases, it's somewhere along the way the pot stops working.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still working for you?
It is. I just did like 20 minutes ago, and it's fine.
But is it still like it was when you first fell in love with it?
Not quite. I have to do a little bit more.
Yeah, and its effect starts fading over time, and that effect can be a year or it can be 20 years, and this, yeah. We don't know why it's so variable in different people. But when it stops working so well for you, people start thinking about looking for other solutions, because mm-hmm. the pot was really just a solution in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, for how you were feeling or God knows what was going on in your life, you found this solution, it was great, and made everything okay, and now it's not working so well anymore.
Yeah.
So it's a natural part of the progression, part of the process in the addiction with this drug. So, what do you think?
Well, lately, because it hasn't been working as well,
yeah.
Take breaks and...
Well, keep taking longer breaks.
Yeah, because I'd done it for about 2.5 weeks.
You may also be having a lot of craving. You'll have using dreams about pot, too, and maybe the reason it's sort of bleeding into other drugs, because your perception of pot right now is it's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah. 17.
Well, if you can't stop...
If you're thinking about not doing it, then you should not.
Yeah, there's MA out there. You can get a 12-step program going. You'll be fine.
All right. Let's talk to Nadine, who is 19. Nadine?
Hello?
What's up?
Hi. Okay. The thing is... Okay, I'm kind of shy about saying this. I like rough sex and everything. And me and
when
my
you say rough sex?
Yeah. Okay, we've been doing it for like a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. And the thing is now that in the middle of when I'm going to have an orgasm, like my lower abdomen starts hurting a little, but I still keep doing it and everything. But I was just wondering if that's normal or if there's something wrong. Or
anything else going on? You've been having abnormal periods or discharge or anything?
No.
Pain with intercourse otherwise?
So what?
You've been hurt? Is it been hurting at any other point during your sexual relationship? Anything else makes it hurt?
No, just right there.
Just right at the end there.
I don't know.
Well, what are you guys doing for contraception?
Well, we used to use condoms, but...
You used to use condoms?
Yeah.
And...
I don't use anything.
So you're going to get pregnant?
No.
How are you not going to get pregnant?
Because right now I'm on my period, so...
That doesn't matter.
But you having sex on your period?
Oh, no, but not right now. Like, when I don't have it and, you know, it just hurts when...
Hey, stay with us here. How are you not going to get pregnant?
Well, I'm not doing it during... when I have my period or anything. I don't do that.
How? It doesn't matter when you do it.
I never gotten pregnant before.
Okay, well, that's...
When...
You're going to get pregnant, all right? How do you think you are going to avoid it?
Hold on a second. I really think some of our callers were like... they're like frozen when the ice age hit and we thawed them out, and they're just like, they're like natives.
Primitive man, yeah.
They're primitive man.
Yeah.
I never got pregnant before because I won't get pregnant because I've never been pregnant before.
Crow fly from right, moon comes
yeah.
from the sky,
hey,
no pregnant.
Yeah, and if I do get pregnant, all we got to do is sacrifice a goat or something, throw it into the volcano. Mm-hmm. That's the baby will go away. Jesus Christ. Nadine.
Uh-huh.
All right, stay with us here, please.
Okay.
All right. Now, you're not using any birth control.
Right.
Right. And so eventually, you're going to get pregnant. And you may not, it may not be when you're planning on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you going to avoid it? Or how is it, how could that not
Hold
happen?
On, let me answer. I'm on my period now.
Yeah.
How are you going to avoid getting pregnant?
Well, I do want to start taking some birth control pills, but...
All right. In the meantime, he's got to wear a condom, right?
Yeah.
Nadine, listen to me. I can tell by your cadence and your tone that you're a prime candidate for cranking out a couple of kids before your 21st birthday.
She could be pregnant right now.
You could be pregnant. That's what I'm sort of going to build to here, is that this you could be pregnant. The bleeding could be first trimester pregnancy. You could have an infection. This could be a lot of different things, this pain you're having. It could be nothing. But you've really not been taking proper care of yourself. You also should be getting regular pap smears since you are sexually active. Your risk for cervical cancer is high.
I'm gonna make a guess here. Nadine?
Uh-huh.
What's the age of your oldest brother or sister?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's 20.
And your mom is 40?
No, she's 37.
37. Good time.
There you go. Pregnant at 16.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right, Nadine?
Enough said.
All right, baby.
Let's try to break that cycle, Nadine. Pay attention.
All right. You've done pretty good. I mean, you've crushed your mom's previous record of 16 and a half.
Made it all the way to 19. Probably with mom all the way, I mean, just on her, I'm sure.
Right.
Don't do what I did.
How many brothers and sisters you have?
Four.
I have two. Two sisters.
All right, so this is
no brothers?
You.
No, no brothers.
All right. They're locked out.
Yeah.
I don't like to talk about them. All right, Nadine.
Uh-huh.
Take care of yourself, baby. And listen.
Get a pelvic exam.
You're an adult now. You gotta get the pelvic exam, get on the birth control, do all that good stuff, right?
Take control.
Yeah, I have an appointment for the 23rd.
There you go.
I wanted to do it already.
All right, don't worry in the meantime, but make sure he wears a condom in the meantime.
Got to put that Christmas stocking over his dork.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fill it with Santa's special eggnog. Lisa Durgan is our guest tonight. She's currently on the cover of Stuff, and you can find her with the Reverend Michael Irvin.
I actually just anchored, just got off the air an hour ago, so it's not just the weekends. It's the news updates on Fox.
All right.
It's all the time.
You turn on the Fox Sports Net, and you find her. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lisa Durgan is our guest tonight. Never fails whenever I look up on the list to find out who's coming up on the show. The guests will always look and want to know what I'm looking at up there. And I must have a powerful, powerful gaze because
I looked.
It's not a big move, you know. I'm looking up and I'm reading it.
Yeah.
Me reading?
Yeah.
Smell oil burning when I read?
Yeah.
It's like, usually I got to put my finger out and move it along. Like even when I read a billboard from my car, I have to stick my finger out the window.
No, you don't.
Drag it along. Miller Light. There you go, my finger. And people are honking because the signal.
St. Paul.
Oh no.
Pal, pull, girl spelled with an I. What happened to the U? Yeah, and I have to actually move my finger. It's great. Like, this is the biggest. This is why this TiVo is a curse, actually, because I can't read subtitles fast enough. Like, I can't stay up with stuff, so I hit the TiVo. But the TiVo has a little thing at the bottom, a little icon
green
that goes
strip,
across, and it covers, ironically, the thing that I'm trying to read. And
as God knows, witness, TiVo is dangerous. I want TiVo in life all the time now.
Uh-huh.
It's like, hey, I didn't catch that. Let's roll it.
It is so popular now.
Yeah. Yeah. The greatest part is really it settles arguments.
Yeah.
You sit there and you watch TV and you go, did you see the boom mic?
Yeah.
And the person next to you goes, no boom mic. And you go, oh, yeah, popped in. I didn't see anything. You go, oh, yeah, and then you rewind it.
You've got too much time on your hands, let me tell you.
Yeah, baby. It's not all I got on my hands. Yeah, that's right. All right. Lisa is currently on the cover of this month's Stuff, which is out today. It's the NFL's sexiest sportscaster. Well, that's kind of nice, because there are some pretty sexy NFL sportscasters these days. I mean, it seems like in the last, It's been happening over the last year or so, but it seems like it's heated up quite a bit, even more so recently. Yes?
Yeah.
All right. That's my interview. Rick?
Yes.
You're 41? Yes? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Let's move on.
Come on.
No, all right. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, Adam, Dr. Drew, love your show.
Thank you.
Got a bit of a problem. I got a... I had a major life change a couple of years ago, get ready to retire from the service, and the wife decided she didn't want no more and left me, and I moved on with my life, and...
Kids? Did you have kids?
Excuse me?
Did you guys have kids?
No, we didn't have any kids. She had stepkids and raised them. I stay in contact with them every now and then, see how they're doing. And, you know, got me a job driving a big truck and bought me a motorcycle and pretty well happy with my life right now. And now all of a sudden she's wanting to get back in my life, and I really don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I do.
Mm.
And I'm seeing a 22-year-old girl right now.
Yeah.
It's a weekend thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, so what's the problem? Why is there a question here?
Well, there's certain aspects I miss.
Like what?
Well, you know, having someone there all the time, someone I could talk to at my age level. The 22-year-old, just, you know.
Yeah, but does it have to be this woman? Your wife is sort of a, there's sort of a pattern emerging here. She has one failed marriage, now another failed marriage. Sounds like a certain amount of chaos. She strikes me as someone that really has, like, abandonment issues, right? If you weren't around all the time.
Her first marriage wasn't a failed marriage. He committed suicide.
That's a deal.
You know, we were married for almost 10 years, and, you know, I'd done everything I was supposed to do. You know, we got the house. You know.
Well, why did she leave then?
She met some guy on the internet.
That's disturbing. Yeah, that's disturbed.
And let me translate someone I can talk to on my level with the 22-year-old.
Yeah.
Foghat was the greatest rock band that ever existed. Who's Foghat? Oh, Christ.
Who is Foghat?
See?
Oh.
Christ. No, see, that's the problem.
Rick,
she doesn't know. She doesn't know the bands, right?
Yeah,
Rick. Yeah, that's a problem.
The suicide husband.
I know they're not talking about anything else.
The husband that committed suicide, were drugs and alcohol involved with that?
I believe there was.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Kreskin.
All right.
Please.
Yeah.
99% of people that commit suicide, there's drugs and alcohol.
No. Forget that. I'm just trying to... The pattern with this woman is she has to have the chaos. And Rick was probably a little too stable, in fact.
Yeah.
Unless she has to go on the internet, find some other chaotic guy.
Yes. Yep. Rick, you got your 18 wheels. you got your hog. You got your 22-year-old who doesn't know of any bands before Nirvana. You're in great shape. All right, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't go back.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah.
It's interesting. The pathology is pulling him back.
You know, yeah.
That's his stuff.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. She's crazy, and Rick's just a little too sane for her.
Yeah.
Carly?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
I think I'm neurotic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, all right. Like, I've been with my boyfriend, actually. It'll be 8 months on, we're coming up on 8 months, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we've broken up twice, but, I mean, that has nothing to do with it. Like, I'm totally in love with him. He's 17, too.
Right.
Everything will be fine for, you know, a couple of months. And then, like, we'll be talking on the phone or whatever. And he's like, well, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. For instance, it actually happened tonight.
Carly?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to jump ahead and get to the question, and then we'll decide on the fill we need here.
I'd like her to actually move past the question into the end of the call. Could you do that, Carly?
I was pressing for that, but no.
Carly, I'll tell you what. We'll pick it up from thanks. You guys are great. You've helped a lot. I'm a huge fan of the show.
No, please.
Oh.
But what is the question? Where are you going with this? What is the question? Carly?
Yes.
What is the question? Where are we going? So we can sort of figure out what we need.
What can I do instead of, like, freaking out?
And what makes you freak out?
That's the problem. I don't know.
What do you describe freaking out?
Hyperventilating, crying.
So you have panic attacks?
Yeah.
And it's when you talk to your boyfriend?
No, not all the time.
Is it when you talk to your boyfriend?
No.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so is it when you're with him in his presence?
No.
Is he far away or something?
No, he lives 5 minutes.
No, you get to a certain point in the relationship and you start getting wiggy.
Yeah, but she's having full-blown panic attacks, and sometimes panic attacks, it's hard to tell what's triggering them. Can you know?
I'm on medication for depression.
All right. What medicine?
Zoloft.
Okay, and were you having panic and anxiety as part of your depression?
No, I was just suicidal.
Okay. It may just be it's more complicated than you think. You should expect better symptom control than you're having. So Zoloft may not be the right medication for you. Good antidepressant may not be right for you given your symptoms. You got to talk to your doctor about that. Secondly, something's going on with you sort of emotionally, and some therapy would really do you a lot of good. You're in treatment. Why not keep going with this? Nowhere does our stuff come out more than in our interpersonal experiences, our relationships. That's when stuff And there's something emerging here, and I wouldn't have time to... I get a flavor there's an abandonment thing going on here. It's like he's away, and she can't control it, and she freaks out.
Mm-hmm.
And what she's going to end up doing is pushing him away, and as a way of... As opposed to being helpless and having someone abandon you, people prefer to actually make the abandonment happen as a more comfortable way of... being in control of a situation.
Oh, yeah. People always seem to figure out a way to do that self-fulfilling prophecy, that create the scenario they fear so much.
They fear most. Because when they create it themselves, at least they're not helpless. They're not powerless against it.
Or maybe she just likes the drama. Some girls are like that.
She may be. But that would be more about her creating drama, not just panicking and all the time.
Yeah,
panic.
Not the cold sweats. David?
Yeah?
Going to have to get some help with that slice pretty soon, by the way, Lisa. David?
Okay.
Hello?
You're 14.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Well, there's this girl that I like, and she's kind of a freak girl. And I was trying to think of something I might be able to get her for Christmas, but I wasn't sure exactly what I might be able to get her.
What's a freak girl?
Well, she's kind of like gothic. She's on a bunch of antidepressants, and she goes to like 3 different psychiatrists a week.
Mm-hmm. And does she know who you are?
Yeah.
Yeah? And does she like you?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Do you think she's going to get you a present? Because it's weird when you get someone a present, like at school, and they don't get you a present. Makes them uncomfortable.
It actually doesn't bother me that much.
All right, so you'd be all right if she didn't get you a present back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is this, Vinnie Barbarino? No, you're supposed to say, no. Anyway.
Are you on the treadmill?
No.
No, he's just
nervous.
He's having labor.
It's a Quasimodo. What is going on out there?
You ringing the bell, Quasimodo?
Ding, ding.
What's up? Listen, turn the radio down, humpback, would you?
Yeah.
All right, what should he get us, girl?
Mr. Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see. What do you get the girl who has nothing?
Black fingernail polish.
Black fingernail polish is nice?
Yeah.
Just a black Sharpie is nice.
Get a little variety in the get some dark purple lipsticks and dark purple.
You know, goth folks like taxidermy too. Like pick up like a stuffed squirrel or beaver.
Ew.
Yeah, but it needs to be like a.
It's got to be doing something.
Needs to be an exotic.
It has like an executioner's hood on it or something.
Right.
That's nice when they take animals and they put them in human-like jobs. You know, you take a little squirrel and put some suspenders on him. David?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I would do if I were you. David?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I was just hoping you'd go.
Yeah.
I think what you should do is you have a thrift store by your house?
There's about probably 3 or 4.
3 or 4. I say you walk into those places and you just sort of walk up and down until something jumps out at you.
Good times.
You know what I mean?
She'll appreciate the effort.
Some will speak to you because a goth chick is not going to want something from Kmart. She's going to want something that's used, something that could tell a story as only an abalone ashtray could. You know what I'm saying?
She'll probably Wiccan, too.
Ooh, Wiccan.
Is she?
If she's Wiccan, you're going to want to get her some Slim Fast.
Is she?
Because they're all fat, those Wiccans.
Is she Wiccan also?
Yeah.
How did I know that?
Big gal?
No, not really.
A little chunky, though, right?
No, the Wiccan goth mix is not necessarily the...
She's got some ass on her, though, right, David?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And what is she, 14?
No, she's 16.
16.
Oh, all right.
Should check back with that Wiccan at 28. See, let's say 3 bells plus. I mean, let's face it. You're chunky Wiccan. I mean, you got a little ass on you at 16 as a Wiccan. You're heading toward.
So he could go get her some natural herb or some herb garden or something.
Yeah,
something from nature.
Yeah,
there you go.
Lisa Durgan is our guest tonight. She's on the cover of this month's Stuff magazine, also on Fox Sports Net's NFL show. We will take ourselves a quick break, and we'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Lisa Durgan is our guest tonight. Lisa is currently on the cover of this month's Stuff magazine. You'll recognize her because she's the only one who's on the cover. She's in a hot pink bikini. She's just climbing out of a swimming pool. And looking...
Just the thing for these winter months, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Looking very fetching. hair's moist, but not wet.
Mm.
It's just the way I like my women, Drew. Lisa's an avid golfer. She's the new St. Pauli girl, or has been for a little while, an ex-playmate. Or are you always a playmate?
Once a playmate, always a playmate. So.
Right. It's like a Vietnam veteran. You know, you're not an ex-Vietnam veteran.
Right.
You're just a
Vietnam veteran, yeah.
Vietnam veteran, and also on Fox Sports Net's NFL show. All right, Sundays, 10 a.m. to noon. Ready to go?
It's actually Saturday night. It repeats on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Saturday's after the Pac-10 game. Well, it's a Saturday.
Exactly.
After
I cover
the
a lot of college football and stuff, but then my updates are in the NFL show with all the boys.
Yeah, you got Chris Myers, Tommy Davidson, and Michael Irvin. Yeah. Tommy Davidson is the Pizzone man.
He's crazy.
Pizzone?
He's crazy, that man. I tell you, he's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to. Jay, who's 22. Jay?
Hi.
What's up?
Hello?
What's up?
Hey, okay, to the best of my knowledge, I believe that my friend can't decide whether he's gay or not.
What does that mean?
And, I think he's...
What's happening with him? Describe to us what's happening.
I think he's struggling with his own emotions, and he can't decide.
What have you seen? Is he talking to you about this? What is the evidence?
He hasn't said anything directly, but he's 22. He's my age, and his whole life he's never had a girlfriend. Mm. But he's talked about girls, and he said, you know, that he's had crushes on girls and things like that.
Yeah.
And I see him watch TV, and he's interested in, you know, pretty girls on TV and things like that.
Yeah.
But he also goes to school in downtown Chicago, and he has a lot of gay friends down there, and he writes for a gay newspaper.
Oh.
Yeah, and also he has a group of.
Hold on a second. Writing for a gay newspaper is like having a column in a black newspaper or something. Like, you got to be black, right?
I would think.
I know they don't have black newspapers.
Magazines.
Yeah,
they're black magazines.
They got black newspapers. They got to have black newspapers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Fro. The Chicago Pick. They must have some.
Be that as it may.
Yeah. Be that as it may, he has to be gay if he's writing for a gay newspaper. You got to like blow the editor to get on the staff. That's what they mean by staff. You see what I'm saying, Jay?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. See what I'm saying? Yeah.
Got Peter Lorre.
It's Punk Square. Yeah. Yeah. He's blowing guys. Yeah.
Jay.
Yeah.
Have you brought this up with him?
No, I haven't. But.
Are you gay?
No, I'm not. I'm married to a woman.
And he's been a good friend of yours for a long time?
Yeah, he's been my friend since grade school.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
Well,
look, is it a big deal to you? Do you care?
No, I don't. My question is like, I don't think he's comfortable with anyone else knowing what he's going through, so I want to know how I can try and tell him that I support him completely.
All right. I would, go ahead, Lisa. What
tell
do you
him
think?
To listen to what you're doing right now. You're calling on behalf of him.
Yeah, but
that's
it's too
friend.
Late because by the time he hangs up the phone and calls him, he'll be off the phone. I think if you don't want to corner the guy and make him feel uncomfortable.
He's got to just let it go and let this guy in
but
his own
people,
way.
You can let people know how you feel about certain subjects by how you react to just sort of what's going on around you.
Oh, yeah.
Bring up something that's in the gay magazine that he's writing for.
Yeah.
And you have a chance to, you know, express yourself better.
Yeah. Felching friend or foe. You probably just wrote a hard-hitting expose on that. You can get into the nuances.
I just learned
that.
What that word meant. That's a doozy.
Nice.
I see that as the headline, right? That's front page.
3F.
You see the gay editor at the gay newspaper he's working for. He's got the felting friend or foe over there versus there's a champ controversy that the champs have been causing rashes in a lot of guys. then the squeegeeing of the Lucite shower doors is also in there. And there's this guy's got a full plate. No, you let him know. If you want to let you can where your friends are sort of politically, like you're sitting around and they're going, they've legalized gay marriage in Hawaii, and you go, those fags, someone ought to blow that island up.
Yeah,
well, you get a pretty good idea. Yeah, if you said, oh, that's great, it's too bad more states don't do that.
Right,
he's going to feel more comfortable.
And give him open opportunities. Like, hey, it must be tough to have to hide things like that. See if he goes for the bait.
But Jay might think he's wrong, and he doesn't want to offend him, right?
Yeah, I put him on hold.
Oh, okay.
Because he's not as exciting as we are, but...
Hey, you're friends. You should be able to...
He didn't have a girlfriend. He's worked at Gay Magazine.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. Some guys are in denial about it, though.
It's not they're in denial. It's that they try to be straight,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to be gay. It's painful for them to come to terms with that, so they keep trying to make it straight.
All right.
I know guys like that.
Steven?
You ever date a guy like that?
No.
No, you could turn a gay man straight. Yes?
Well, I wouldn't know because I haven't dated a gay man.
Well, you don't know because you turned him straight. That's what I'm saying. Steven?
Steven. Caller who goes by Steven.
All right.
Bye.
Let's move on to Anna. Anna?
Hello?
17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I don't really have a question. I just need a little bit of advice.
Alrighty.
Okay, I was going out with this boy, not boy, but, you know, my boyfriend for 11 months, and I recently moved away from him, about 2 weeks ago, and he calls me all the time, and he's always asking me what I'm doing, where I'm at, you know, and it seems like he don't trust me, and I always ask him, do you trust me? And he always says, yes, but it just doesn't seem like it.
How old is he?
He's also 17.
Yeah.
And
that accent, she could not have moved too far from Michigan.
Yeah.
Well, no, we still live in Michigan.
Right.
All right.
But I just moved out of city.
You're in the UP somewhere?
No, I'm in the Lower Peninsula.
Okay.
All right. The UP is the Upper Peninsula?
Yeah.
He's feeling vulnerable.
Every 17-year-old guy does this. Even if you're in his presence, he's like this.
Yeah, but it's making me feel uncomfortable. And now I've seen someone in the past.
Oh.
That I haven't seen in 2 years.
Oh, starting to have feelings.
So he's picking up on this.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you're setting the vibe.
He doesn't know that I only seen him once, and he doesn't know about it.
Well, what do you mean you only seen him once?
Well, I mean, okay, I knew him in the past. He was my old I guess stoner buddy or whatever.
Listen, if I raised kids in Michigan, by the way, I would hire a Julie Andrews type to come over every day and give everyone diction lessons. So everything didn't sound like a Gold Bond commercial. Go ahead, Anna. I'm sorry.
Anyways, we haven't seen each other in a year and a half or whatever, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he came over out of surprise and. We used to, have an old fling, and my feelings are starting to turn, and I'm just getting really confused.
How long are you going to be away from your current boyfriend? Forever? For how long?
For a while.
How long?
I don't know. At least a year.
You know what the reality is, Anna? 17-year-old relationships don't really survive that.
No, and a year is...
eternity.
I mean, what would a year be... I mean,
what's 1/17th of our life now?
Right, right.
40 years.
Right. I mean, a year really is a lifetime to a 17-year-old. Mm-hmm. Impossible.
What it really is about 1/6 of their adult life.
Right.
Or 1/5 even.
All right.
They've only been post-pubertal for six, 7 years.
My head's swimming now, buddy.
I think you're also sending off a message and...
Are you picking up on
it?
Yeah.
All it doesn't matter if you saw the guy once. It's going on in your head.
All right, so we say you're 17. You're not going to see your boyfriend for a year. He's probably got the right idea. Don't cling on to it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's painful, but that's reality.
Yeah, and everybody, if you're thinking about getting out of a relationship and a person comes up to you and goes, are you thinking about getting out of a relationship? Don't go, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
Maybe go, yeah, I am thinking about it. Because why do you want to talk them out of something that you're thinking about? All right. Yep. Lisa Durgan is our guest tonight on the cover of this week, I should say, this month's Stuff magazine out today. We'll be right back. Dr. Drew. Lisa Durgan is our guest tonight. Lisa is currently on the cover of this month's Stuff magazine. She's the super fox in the hot pink bikini that was climbing out of a pool. Where'd you shoot this?
Downtown. Oh. Los Angeles, LA Athletic Club.
Mm.
You ever been there?
No. Is it nice?
It's very nice. It's right in the heart of downtown. It's crazy down there.
All the executives go down there and work out?
Yeah. They offered me a membership, but that's kind of far to drive for me, so.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to throw you one? They're just grottos, right? Just for free? Really?
Yeah, it's part of the...
See,
I'm sure
here's
they'd
the
offer
thing.
That to you.
No,
if
they
you
wouldn't.
A bikini and
they would have me escorted out of the building. Here's the thing about business. You know, if there's a hot blonde and she's around... It's good for her to come around the club. You know what I mean? It doesn't hurt anything. Whatever money they lose on your free membership is worth whatever they gain by,
giving
a tour to a couple of executives from the 18th floor and you come walking by in a unitard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. Very smart. Very sharp business, yeah. Good-looking chick can always get a job. Like worst-case scenario, hostess. Right?
There always is a beautiful girl.
Yeah, always room. You go to a decent restaurant, get a hostess gig. That's the worst you can do as a hot chick.
Hmm.
Yes?
Hmm?
You should want to do more, though.
You should. But, I mean, good-looking guy, his first job, carpet cleaning. You see what I'm saying? Not me, but actually I had attractive friends. A good-looking guy doesn't really get you anywhere at 19.
Ditch digging.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, then that might maybe it works against you a little bit because other guys sort of don't trust you a little bit.
No. Yeah. No, it's not that.
Weird
it's
about
just,
that?
You just suck on some helium or something? What was
I
that?
I just like sucked on something. I don't know. But no, here's what I'm saying. Good looking guy, sort of neither here nor there.
Like, work wise.
Yeah. When I was digging ditches, there was like 4 foot tall, 40 year old, morbidly obese El Salvadorian guys next to buffed out 19 year old good looking guys. And then, no difference.
Right.
They were in the hole, too. Mike? I was talking about me when I was talking about 19-year-old buffed out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike, you're 27?
Mike?
What's happening tonight, huh?
I don't know. Maybe we're having some line problems. Let's talk to Elliot, who's 22. Elliot?
Hi, Adam. Dr. Drew, how are you? Lisa, how's it going?
Hi.
Well, I don't really have a problem so much as I need a little advice. 22... never been in a relationship before. I'm a virgin still, and I have like a fear of rejection, basically. Like it's an overwhelming fear, pretty much like paralyzing at this point.
Is it fear of intimacy or fear of abandonment? I mean, what do you mean fear of rejection?
Like
fear of vulnerability?
I've had crushes, you know, on girls before, and I just can't do anything. Like I have a crush on one of my coworkers currently, and I just like can't do anything about it.
Where do you work?
I work in my school. I'm not going to say my school, but in an office there. And
she works. She's not a teacher. She works in administration.
No. She's a student also.
You're a student.
Oh, I see.
You're a
student.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm still in school.
Yeah.
But it's like just this fear where I can't do anything. I'll talk about it with my friends. And I'll be like, you know, I like this girl. She's so great, blah, blah. And I just can't, like, say anything to her because, like, it's one of those things where if I don't see the signs that she likes me, I don't want to do it because I think I'll be rejected.
What's interesting is that I think every 14-year-old male goes through this. No, really. And somehow you got stuck in that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
remember this?
14 can go through it, but 16 and 17 can too.
But 22, well, you got stuck there.
Not
somehow.
Usually 22.
I never really developed my social skills because I didn't go to high school.
Okay, what happened?
It was this big thing with my mother, but I did get into college, but
no,
I never went to
tell them what's a big thing? What does that mean?
No, it was just like a thing where I wanted to go to a certain place, and my mother didn't want me to go there, and she put me in another school, and I really hated it there, so I just dropped out. and eventually she convinced me to go to college. I went to college and, like, pretty much got myself together, but...
What were you doing while you were dropped out of high school?
Nothing. I was at home, just pretty much...
Depressed?
Yeah, actually I was. At certain points, I threatened to kill myself a couple times, but I...
Were you hospitalized?
No, never. I went to see a few psychologists, but basically college turned my life around. It gave me a purpose again, but I never... got to that stage.
All right. Same with me, except for you got substitute college for porn.
Porn turned life around?
Exactly.
How?
It gave me purpose.
Oh, I see. And an education the same
I
time.
Can't kill myself in this world filled with porn.
I get it.
I can't leave all this.
You know, I think you ought to think of yourself, you ought to be a little easier on yourself, Elliot. I think you ought to think of yourself as someone that was, like, in a coma for several years or sick. And so you sort of, your growth was... Let's use a harsh word like retarded. It was slowed down. You didn't get the normal opportunities for growth and development that somebody who's actively engaged in their life would. And you were sort of sick. You were out of it. You were pulled out for a while. And now it's time to reengage and to challenge yourself and to take on, develop some of those skills. Mm-hmm. But to realize you can't go for the brass ring each time. You know, don't just go for people you're really, really interested in. Try to just... explore, get some skill going, asking people out, dating a little bit, just hanging out at social
events. And you like college. I mean, you're in a safe environment if you just surround yourself with friends and maybe she's in the group of people you're with and it's more safe. And
But don't be... To me, you seem like you have a lot of shame in all this. And just give yourself a break.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say something, but forget it. Yeah, I'd like to do a study on why is it some guys can't sort of pull the trigger with girls and other guys seem to have no difficulty with that. I assume it's about confidence, and some of it is just, I mean, there's two factors here. Some of it is that's just the way you are. Some people are shy. Some people are outgoing.
That's right.
But I also suspect it's the way your parents make you feel at home. Do you feel worthy? Do you feel confident? I mean, do you feel smart?
Some of it is esteem, But some people just have a comfort going up to people.
Some people
need to tone it down a little bit, too.
Michael Irvin.
No.
but it's true that it's also true that you can develop that on your own if you didn't get it at home. This guy had some trouble at home. Mm-hmm. Now he's 22. He's out from under his mom's wing. Mm-hmm. He's off at college. Just baby steps. Yep. Don't worry about it. You can be. You'll be obnoxious in no time. Aaron,
right here.
You're 21.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
How you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Okay.
All right. First time listener, long time listener, first time caller.
Great.
I just wanted to say that I know that you kind of bag on homeschoolers a lot.
Well, yeah. That's true.
I was homeschooled in high school, and I'm doing pretty well right now, career wise.
It happens. So.
Yeah. And I also had a question. I noticed you haven't been doing the lightning round toward the end of the nights.
Yeah.
Aaron, are you high?
What, am I high now?
No, Aaron.
Oh, Aaron. You
subject us all to that.
They said Adam. Maybe you did say Adam. Maybe I am high. Aaron?
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate you bringing that up. First point, homeschooling. Not a big fan of it, but does work on occasion.
Sure.
Okay, number two, lightning round. Yeah, I've been sleep deprived lately. Haven't had a lot of energy, and but we will do it next show. We don't have a guest, Drew. When is that going to be?
Tomorrow,
Thursday.
Day after tomorrow, yeah.
Thursday, lightning round for you, Aaron. Thursday, buddy.
Great.
All right, good times, and you can just listen Thursday night. And Drew, remind me.
Oh yeah, you can count on it.
Drew doesn't have to say anything. I just yap for 20 minutes straight.
I want to know why people want to have homeschooling. Why would you want to not go through the high school years? I think high school is when you just, it's so fun.
Aaron?
And it's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be homeschooled?
It was just, I was able to work a full-time job and do school at night, so it was...
But you have your whole life to do that and have a job. Don't you want to go to the football game and...
Yeah, make out under the bleachers.
Well, I didn't have a problem in that. I still played sports, so.
Yeah.
How did you do that if you weren't going to high school?
Well, in Colorado, you can play sports at any of the big high schools.
So you would just, you'd show up for football practice every day or baseball or whatever?
Well, I played baseball and basketball, so.
Oh, my God.
And
how did you not, did you have a whole social life going also?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So he went to high school without going to classes, what he did.
Yeah. How'd you work full-time?
I just worked during the day and then did school at night.
I know, but how'd you do basketball and baseball practice every day?
When you got home, you'd study.
What's that?
When you got home after practice, that's when you'd apply yourself.
No, right? I know, but how do you work all day and go to, you know, basketball practice and baseball practice? Starts at like 2.
Diploma, so I needed to
get it done. You work from 8 to 3, practice 3 to 5, homework 5 to 9.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, and now I'm a firefighter, so.
Oh, well, good times. You didn't need high school.
That is not the usual homeschooling.
No, but also, but that is, you playing high school sports and being homeschooled from whenever in the evening till whenever Barnaby Jones comes on or whatever the hell you're watching on Nick at Night. The point is that ain't, that's right, that's playing sports without going to high school.
It's getting the social and athletic outlet. Don't go to class. That's you. It's you. You went to high school like that.
Yeah, that was me.
You
didn't study in the evening.
Yeah, and that's all the guys we had bust in, too, did that, too. We all just hung out. Talked about football. All right, let's talk to, how dare you, Drew? Austin.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
I wasn't a great student. Sure, I failed driver's ed, but in biology, and I was a ceramics major, and never did take algebra.
Carefully, he's getting very impressed.
Mm.
Never did actually physically claim my diploma because I owned the book room in 1995 for We the People, which is still, I still dispute, by the way. I'm about ready to go. But let me say this about the high school diploma. First off, big deal. Oh, I graduated high school. Everyone, look at me. That doesn't do squat for you. Number two, and I know I'm a little bit unique, but I have never, ever had a job where that came up. It did not come up. And sure, I went in a lucrative world of carpet cleaning and then into ditch digging.
Well, did you go to college?
No. No. And I probably took a couple classes at junior college, and it wasn't an issue there either.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the other thing, too, and here's the God's honest. And everyone, all you people, just lie. Just lie. I mean, I interview people all the time for jobs, and they come in and they plop their ass on the sofa, and you go, where'd you go to college? And they go, Dartmouth. And you go, oh, yeah. All you got, just figure the region of the country that the college is in and figure out the name of the football team, and you're done. Everyone's out of questions. One out of every 1,000 guys you run into was an alum or something, and then you're screwed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because then there was like, where'd you study? Oh, were you over Kennedy Hall or did you used to work? Mm-hmm. You know, but even then you could probably fake your way through it. But Drew, like, oh, what school did you go to? Where were the Lord Chefs?
Amherst.
Amherst. And it was in
Masters.
Boston. Was in Boston?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you just go, yeah, just go, where'd you? I graduated. Near I did Boston. My undergrad stuff over to Amherst. Lord Chefs. And everyone just sits there and looks impressed. And you move on. No one questions it. No one looks up anyone's records or anything. You just lie your way right through all interviews. You write whatever you want. Go down to Kinko's, put it on there. You'll never get busted. I mean, look, if you're going out for a job, you're going to be a doctor or something. You got to have some credentials. But if you're just trying to get a job in the industry or computers or something like that, just lie. Say you went to a good college. Pick a small one, though, but a good one. One people have heard of but don't know where it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, yeah, I was up...
Swarthmore, Wesleyan.
Yeah, I was at Willamette. It's up in Salem, Oregon. People are just sitting there. And you go, yeah, strong economics program. That's really why I went. And people are like, okay, I guess you're hired. That's how it works. Austin?
Yeah, what's going on?
You're 18.
That's right.
What's up?
Well, what's going on is I just moved to L.A. from San Diego, and I went under... I had a psychiatrist there, where I was being treated for ADD and depression because I wasn't doing too well in school.
I learned about that when I was up at Lewis and Clark. Small school, but very prestigious.
Right. Well, anyway, I had my brain scanned, this thing called SPECT imaging, but it's a lot of technical crap. Anyway, ultimately ended up I had ADD, and I displayed symptoms of Asperger's disorder.
On the SPECT scan.
Right.
Did you suspect that before? Has anybody brought up that kind of thing?
I knew something was wrong because my IQ is like 138.
Yeah.
And, you know, I basically barely graduated high school. I actually convinced them to put me into special ed so I could graduate at the last minute.
You have social problems?
Do I have social problems? only with girls, and that's why I'm calling. Otherwise, you know, I'm a reasonably good-looking guy, and I guess I have a good sense of humor, or so I'm told. And when I'm talking to girls, I might as well be like Donald Duck speaking Swahili or something. It's just not working.
Tell you what, Austin, I studied this when I was over at Cal Poly St. Louis Obispo before I transferred to Marshall. We did study this phenomenon.
That's good. And that's
quite interesting.
Looked at a series of spec scans. And
series of spec, more than I can count or care to remember, honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, my brain looks something like Swiss cheese.
Oh, really? Oh.
Well,
yeah.
Not the structurally, but the activity looks like Swiss cheese.
Right, right. The blood flow.
Yeah. And why don't you just define your understanding of Asperger's?
Well, I mean, my psychiatrist ultimately decided that I didn't have it, but the spec imaging said that that was a possibility.
Did you know that there's a center up there that does, Northern California does a lot of spec stuff on ADD?
Almond Clinic is where I went.
Okay. Right.
And ultimately, he decided I didn't have it, but I do have some symptoms where sometimes it's difficult for me to read how people's mood are in, like, you know, bringing things up in social context and things like that.
Right. So Asperger's...
I might say something inappropriate for the time.
A great way to sort of think of Asperger's is like an Asperger's...
Asperger?
Asperger's. Is it? Asperger's.
Jesus. The world's worst chain name, wasn't it?
It's a variant of autism, interestingly.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting.
A great way to sort of think of it as somebody with a severe Asperger's would be like a Martian anthropologist, like somebody who didn't understand humans, was just dropped here from Mars and was just observing and didn't have a way to process how we interact, how to read emotions on other people, how groups emerge, you know, sort of spontaneously in their reactions. They don't process any of that.
If that applies to me, I have a very mild form because
obviously, just talking to you can tell you have nothing much going on. But
right, people like me and I get along. I have a lot of friends, girls and guys, and just when it comes to dating, I've never had a girlfriend or any sexual experience like that. Not because I haven't been trying or anything like that, but it just seems that when I meet someone, I have difficulty courting them, and I was wondering if this related.
What do you do exactly?
What do I do?
A little play acting?
What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, how does it manifest itself? I learned that word manifest itself when I was up at Pacific College.
UOP, University of Pacific?
Yeah, University of Pacific.
Puget Sound.
Yeah.
The one where you got your degree.
No, not up... the Nigerian Nightmare. Kristen Okoye went to that school. Lisa will probably remember him from his Kansas City playing days. Yeah. Missed him by 1 year over there. But go ahead. So you're throwing a little specific something like that?
Pow.
In. Nobody knows anything about the University of Pacific.
Wait, what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, ask Lisa. Ask, in general?
No. Yeah, do a little play acting. He can ask Lisa.
All right. Ask Lisa out on a date.
All right. Okay. What would I do?
I'll make you feel better. I'm from San Diego, and I moved to L.A., so we have something in common.
Okay. Well, I didn't have too much luck in San Diego, but... Oh, thank you. Anyway, I don't know. What I do is...
Keep going. Go ask her out. Come on.
You just called her up.
I just called her out.
She doesn't really know you.
Yeah. Okay. We've met once or twice.
She'd like
you got my number somehow.
Thought you were cute.
Okay.
Ring.
Hey, listen, it's Austin. I got your number here, and I was just wondering if you wanted to go out, and...
Well, slow down, Austin. Whoa, take it slow.
Austin, first and foremost, you should have, like, some type of a plan of maybe, you know, there's some event or something where a group of friends is, you know, that you're all going to some concert and you wanted to know if I'd like to go with you.
Good. Don't give him too much. Stay in character.
Okay.
Let's go now. All right, Austin. Ring.
A little small talk first, Austin. Like, hey, you know.
Ring.
Don't say I got your number here. Just say, hey,
I beat off Austin to the stuff cover.
Stop it.
She knows you have her number.
Stop it.
All right, go ahead, Austin. Ring.
Hi, Lisa. This is Austin.
Hold on. Lisa's got to pick up the phone.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Ring.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa. It's Austin.
Hi, Austin.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, listen. I got a group of friends, and we're going to an event this weekend. And I was wondering if you'd like to come along.
What event are you talking about?
The Oscars.
That's not this weekend. That's in April, isn't it?
Okay, say it was. Come on.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, with a group? I mean, Oh.
Do you know anyone?
Am I your date, or is this like a group of friends, or, I mean...
Well, it's going to be a couple of friends, but I thought I could take you along and get to know you better.
You know what? That'd be kind of fun, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Now,
it's good.
Yeah, that was good.
But the thing is, though,
it wouldn't work that way, but...
Well, it would have, because he loaded it with the event. It was the Oscars.
Right.
What would you actually be able to ask someone out for?
Mm-hmm.
Movie?
Yeah, something like that, sure.
Yeah.
I do go to, like, premieres of movies and stuff.
All right. You've got tons of opportunity, but you need to teach him how to read the signs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm pretty inept when it comes to that.
I understand. That's the Asperger's quality. So, Adam, go. The stuff when the hand drag, that kind of thing.
Yeah. If a woman makes, well, he, not over the phone,
but
obviously.
But they do that emotionally, too, you know. They hang with you, or they...
Well, here's you can tell if a woman is interested in you. You bring stuff up. Like, you go, what's a new movie that's out right now? You get this Catch Me If You Can with Tom Hanks or whatever. You go, geez, I saw a preview of this movie. Looks solid. They got 4 stars in the Los Angeles Times.
I don't want to go out with you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, I just don't like him.
Well, you didn't think he was good in Bosom Buddies?
That was retarded.
Survivor?
I don't watch TV.
Castaway?
I don't watch TV. Castaways?
Hmm.
Is that a restaurant?
I don't know. I don't know. I was either going to do that or go mountain bike riding. This weekend.
I like mountain biking.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go much?
Yeah.
Because I go up to Box Canyon up here. It's great trails. Put the bikes in the back
of
the Ford F-150.
No, I don't like that. No.
You don't like the canyon?
Broke her chin on that trail.
Oh, really? Really? Interesting. Well, it was either going to be the movie or it was going to be mountain bike riding.
When?
This weekend.
I'm leaving the country this weekend. I can't.
Okay. In that case, you don't have to get into the next weekend.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Woman likes you. They're interested in you.
She would bring up the next weekend.
You're interested
in your
stuff. She
would say, not this weekend, but next weekend.
It's kind of sad, but women have all the power in those moments.
It's not sad. They should learn to use it, frankly, and they should learn to communicate with the hand more clearly.
Yeah.
But Lisa, if you like a guy and he starts talking about a movie... And you want him to ask you out. You're like...
I'll give him the sign.
All you got to do is go, I haven't seen that movie. I've been wanting to see that movie, too. And that's just wide open now for him to go, well, I'm going this weekend. I'm going to pick you up, and you're done. But you don't shun stuff.
Like no.
And as a woman, if you're into a guy, you'll be into stuff that you're not even into.
Yeah, it's true.
He starts talking about mountain bike riding, and you'll go, well, I never... Like, your brother could have died mountain bike riding. You'd be like... I got my dead brother's bike, and I'm thinking of selling it. But, no, you'll be like, I never been mountain bike riding, but I've always thought it was cool. And the guy will go, I'll show you how to do it. It's easy, you know, and you're in.
There's a fine line where the girl can smell it if you're desperate. So never show that you're desperate. Never show that you're trying too hard. Just be kind of just
so pathetic.
Low pro. And
we love the smell of desperation. it's easy pickings for us.
No, it's...
Drew, is a woman being desperate, you were attracted to, is that ever factor in?
Men are like, women, when a guy is desperate or down, it's like, she doesn't want him. Nobody wants him. I don't want him. But a male is sort of like a lion waiting in the brush when the antelope are going by.
Yeah.
The ones trailing in the back. All the man's...
Yeah.
You get the one that can't keep up.
You know what? There's another suggestion. Sometimes when guys hang around other girls that are just your friends, it makes you more attractive to other women.
Oh, yeah. No. Women don't know who's attractive and who isn't. They know who's attracted to you and how desperate you seem, and then they'll base it on that.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, if you're Lyle Lovett, the world's most unattractive man, but you can bang Julia Roberts for 20 minutes and let the world know, then you get to screw every hot chick now, because women are so stupid. They're like, Julia Roberts screwed him. I got to screw him, too. Forget about the big beak nose and the crazy hair. I'll have sex with him, too. Man would never go for that.
No.
Like, if Sean Penn was banging Rosie O'Donnell, I'd be like, good luck, buddy.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. How high is this dude? And if he left, he'd just leave, and that'd be it. We'd have no interest.
Yeah. Women have the power.
We're very pragmatic
but it's
that
pack mentality, too, that they got.
That's true.
And what is attraction? For men, we know what we're attracted to. And for women, it could be one of many, many things. And we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. Lisa Durgan here tonight on the cover stuff, and we'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew over there. Lisa Durgan is our guest tonight. Lisa's currently on the cover of Stuff Magazine, which is out today. It's a men's magazine. Good magazine. Got her more. She can't even fit on the cover, actually. Cropped her shoulder, cropped the top of her head. But all the
covered
good
up the title.
All the good stuff is there. Yeah, even blocked the two F's from Stuff. It's like Stew Magazine. Also is the St. Pauli girl, but is that over with?
No, I represent them for a year, so it's
what do you
actually
have to do?
Just started.
Do you go to like tool conventions and stuff?
No, I actually, I already did the hardest part of the job. I already shot everything, and now the whole year, my name goes around with St. Pauli as representing.
They got like a cardboard cutout of you. They put
up
at the liquor
store. You want one for the radio room?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, not for the radio.
Oh, no. He will desecrate your image, I promise.
No,
I won't.
You wouldn't do that.
No, there's no way I would put a hole in it and take a coffee can and fill it with lard and duct tape it to the back of the hole. I would never, ever do that.
I think we lost Dr.
Drew.
Drew,
please.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying that's something I wouldn't do. Oh,
I can't believe you just said that. The visual is not too fun.
No, that was rude. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but I would,
Oh,
like
my God.
One of those.
Don't we have a caller?
Yeah, we got callers.
Yeah.
But if I get one of those, like overnighted. Ryan?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're 30. What's up?
Hey, you guys, your show is great. Adam, you're hilarious.
Great.
I just had a question for Lisa.
Yes?
Do you remember a newspaper called Serendipity?
Oh, my gosh. My high school paper.
It's your high school newspaper?
I'm driving down the road. I'm like, Lisa Durgan. No way. Yeah, we went to high school together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And did you write for the newspaper, Ryan?
Well, I did after she left. I was sort of like junior guy. I think she was a year or two ahead of me.
Yeah.
And Lisa, you wrote for the paper?
I did. I think my senior year. Yeah, things like when, they're cutting down the Kaffir trees.
Found King, friend, or foe.
Hot issues.
No?
We never had any pressing issues, but.
Yeah, totally like, what, Ryan?
Really, really hot issues, but
well,
that
does kind of
infatuated with Lisa.
Oh my gosh!
With every guy at the high school.
Yeah, you're one of those.
Yeah.
Did you play any sports or anything?
I played lacrosse, but I think we started that after you left.
Lacrosse in a San Diego high school?
Yeah, we started.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We never had that at our school.
Really?
The rest of the Rockies, you don't have lacrosse, really.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought you had to be on, like, Rhode Island or something to play lacrosse.
No.
All right, Ryan, so you didn't score. What can you do?
I know the names of every guy I dated, so I didn't date you, Ryan.
I was let's see, skinny, 130 pounds, acne, braces, glasses.
So. Oh, yeah.
It's all changed, right?
Calling all nerves.
No, now I'm 200 with braces and glasses.
Great. That's good. All right, Ryan. Good times.
All right.
Good times, buddy.
Bye, honey.
Yeah, it's tough writing for the school newspaper because it's they want to shift nutrition from 10:06 to 10:12, and that's going to interfere with some of the kids' homerooms. So we got to write a hard hitting expose on the nutrition time or something. Like, you don't have anything good to write about, right?
I swear, one of my articles was about cutting the trees on campus. I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Hey, we used
to skip class that period.
You can go on, like, the sports beat, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can write about the girls' volleyball team going to city this year and that kind of stuff. But if you don't have sports, you're kind of screwed.
We had sports. I know,
but you didn't write. If you weren't on the sports beat in the school newspaper, you're writing about trees.
Right.
And the school newspaper doesn't seem to cover, like, the Middle East and stuff like that, does it? You never seem to... At Drew's school, they probably got into that, but...
it was pretty apple pie going on.
Yeah, my school was. My school's like, yearbook committee says that they're going to need an extra week this year. You know, it's like, all right.
Although I remember your buddy had the alternative newspaper out there.
Oh, yes.
That was very edgy, Adam.
Yes. Well, we printed an underground newspaper at our school. Our school was so screwed up. Our school newspaper, I only came out with one issue my senior year.
Of the school paper, or your
the school paper. Yeah. Like, they couldn't get it together. The teacher was a stoner, and he couldn't whip everyone into shape. They could never come out with the paper, and we came up with one issue the entire senior year. Like, wouldn't you guys come out with one every couple weeks or something?
Serendipity.
Yeah. I was watching that 70s show tonight, and just all this just takes me back to that whole god-awful decade.
True. Did you write for the school newspaper?
No.
You didn't write the opera column?
No.
No. No, I could see writing sort of a Heloise-type column, like the fork farthest to the right, that's the salad fork, never put you, like an etiquette,
sure.
Column?
Yeah.
No, you didn't do that.
I just published a book on it.
All right. Matt?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I went to a strip club the other night, and my friend and I were there, and I went with this one stripper, and she gave me a lap dance, okay? But it wasn't your normal one. This one, she started stroking my dick.
Uh-huh.
And then she started giving me light kisses.
Mm-hmm.
And she...
outside of the pants?
Yeah.
You got well, that's more of a rub than a stroke. It's hard to stroke outside.
She was inside my pants. She got inside out.
Oh, and now it comes out.
Well, then I say.
And then she was saying stuff like.
Yeah,
We don't believe you, man.
This is bogus.
No, I'm serious here.
All right, now we believe you.
I live in Las Vegas. Why would I not go to a strip club? I mean, come on.
Is he loaded now?
Are you drunk?
No.
All right, Jeep.
What's your question?
My question is, well, she said I'd make out with you, but I can't because it's against the rules.
But I can put my hands on your pants.
No, she wanted to. I didn't ask her.
Yeah.
Okay. And then she said, oh, you know why this room is great? Because me and you are here together. And it's just very odd. This was not your normal lap dance because I asked my friend.
Hold on a second. Calling all nerds.
I can't believe he's 22.
He's not, did she do that thing on your Adam's apple? The picture of this guy with a huge Adam's apple that she worked like Joe Frazier worked, a speed bag. I think what Matt is trying to explain to us is that he got some action.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing that Matt ain't knee-deep in action normally. Matt?
Yes?
Not a ton of ladies coming your way normally?
Not really.
Yeah.
I'm a good-looking guy.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Did you
work out in the gym a lot. I probably got about 16-inch biceps.
All right, but still not a big hit with the ladies normally. Lord knows you should be. You should be.
Yes, I've tried. I've asked them. Everyone I've asked is just they give you the answer, I have a boyfriend.
Okay. So this, but not this stripper.
That's the main answer I get all the time.
She likes you. Hey, Matt.
So I'm trying to figure out whether she liked me or was this her job.
Is this how stalkers begin?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Matt.
Yes.
What do you do for work?
I work at a 7-Eleven.
All right.
7-Eleven.
With behind the counter? Or
yeah.
Doing some stuff.
Just do everything now.
All right. You're the main man over there. And you okay? Ever been on any medications or suffered any blunt force trauma to your head or anything?
No.
No one ever whacked you with a snow shovel or anything like that?
No, none of that.
All right. Well, I would suggest going back to this strip club, but it's tough. Like, is it $20 a lap dance?
About 30,
because that's like 65 hours worth of 7-Eleven work, you know, after taxes.
Yeah.
And that ain't cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Well, why don't you go back and see if you can find her again and see what's happening with her. And let me tell you the trick, Matt. Here's how you know a stripper likes you.
Okay.
She was of a vast experience with strippers. Strippers, at least the Vegas strippers, can leave whenever they want. It's the greatest job in the world. It's like they can log on to their shift at 10 o'clock at night, and they can leave at 10:45, or they can leave at 5 in the morning, whatever it is. You say to a stripper who's giving you a good lap dance, what time do you get off work? And if she says, I can leave whenever I want, you're in. because that means she's saying, let's go. If she says, my boyfriend picks me up
in his,
Ford dually with the lumber and gun rack on it, he picks me up after he goes to the range at like 5 in the morning, then you ain't getting anything.
Can I ask something? Why?
Go ahead.
Wouldn't it bother you to date a girl that is a stripper?
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
It wouldn't bother you?
No, not at all.
All right.
Because those are the guys that
I've
later on.
I've been to Las Vegas my whole life. I mean.
Yeah.
Wait, finish your thought, please.
It won't bother me. I mean,
later on, it will.
Well, you always see it later on. They always say, well, I don't want you doing it anymore. But then they met the girl at the strip club.
Yeah.
Adam.
Hypocrisy.
Can you imagine a man doing that? Can you imagine that?
I could imagine a 28-year-old guy didn't have a lot going on in his life. I was topless. Come on. I was a kid. I was 24, 25. Yeah. No big deal.
She didn't stop anyway.
She stopped stripping. Yeah, just long enough.
And she told her to.
Yeah. I couldn't. Jesus Christ. I didn't have any money. You know, she made more money than I did. I was getting like $8, $9 an hour swinging a hammer.
Oh, life is cruel, isn't it?
Oh, she couldn't get a good gig. She had to work like a receptionist at a place. She was getting like $7 an hour, and the taxes were getting taken out. She had to drive into downtown every day, and she'd be mad at me when she got back.
Because it used to be $300 an hour.
$300 cash and at the beach all day, and now she's fighting rush hour traffic both ways. She's walking, end of the week, you know, $280 after taxes, you know.
How long did that go on for?
That went on for a number of months.
And then she left. And then she stripped again.
No, she stripped then while she was living with me, for a while. And then she got another job. I think she met some dude at that job.
Bittersweet.
Yeah. Kept in contact with my grandmother, though. Those two kept in touch. Actually, when she dumped me, she moved into my grandmother's house.
Yeah. Your grandma's always been a big fan of yours.
Yeah, it's nice to drive by the grandmother's house and seeing some dude's motorcycle parked in front of me. Working my girlfriend in my grandmother's bed.
Oh my God.
The one I used to jump into and eat breakfast with them in the morning. It's great.
Quiet.
It's great. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm depressed.
Then you didn't see the bike parked out in front of the house, you'd drive down the street and see it parked around the corner. You know, that's the other move, too. It's like, hey, park it down the block. Adam doesn't have that kind of range. He'll never do the math. He'll think you're in there effing the elderly couple that lives a catty corner to my grandparents.
Did you ever run in, ask for your baseball glove back?
It was so wrong.
So wrong.
And then I was living in this apartment in North Hollywood that was like, well, it was a one-bedroom, but it had this weird sort of loft on the top. It didn't have a door. It was kind of open, open loft on top of the staircase. No bathroom or anything.
Right.
And the rent was like $750 a month.
That was the coolest thing in the early 80s, though, right?
It was cool, but then I couldn't make it alone rent-wise. Right. So I had this string of, like, vagrant guys come and flop up there for, like, 6 weeks at a time. Like, guys would show up. Like, one guy showed up with a box and had, like, a windbreaker and two cans. A Denty Moore stew in it. He's like, yeah, this is my stuff. Oh, Jesus. These guys would need rides everywhere and stuff. They didn't have wheels, and they'd just flop up there. And you know, my bathroom was in the bedroom. They didn't have a bathroom to use. And I couldn't charge them like half. It's just like, give me $180, dude, and you can stay here for the month.
Times were tough.
Oh, I should have killed myself. God. I really regret not killing myself.
Times.
Really regret that. All right, let's take a little break. Lise Durgan here tonight on the cover of Stuff Magazine, and we'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Lise Durgan is our guest tonight on the cover of Stuff Magazine and Say Polly Girl. Hey, one thing, this bra's hot. It's supposed to drop a trap. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, after the coffee can discussion we had
last week. Yeah, gonna need 6 foot cutout.
Uh huh.
Okay, gonna need that. Richie?
What's up, man?
What's happening? You're 18.
How's it going? Adam.
Great.
Dude, first of all, hey, I called in like a while back and I told you about Buena Park, you know, how you guys are, how we have like the biggest fan club for you over here.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
Anyway, I have a question for Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're like really, really hot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to get that coffee can.
Hot, dude.
Cut it.
I heard something about you having like a signing or something going on at Tower Records in Buena Park, like in the next month or something like that. Is that true?
That's news to me.
That's Lisa Guerrero. That's different.
Really?
I don't know.
You banger hot, Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
12 ways to Sunday.
Adam, do you know what a shocker is, dude?
No, what's a shocker?
A shocker, dude. Oh, man. A soccer. You got to know what a soccer is, dude.
It's a roller coaster, but not very fun.
No, I don't think you screw someone and sock them or something. I don't know.
I love his enthusiasm.
What is this?
No, I'm just oh, man. This is cool. Anyway, a soccer. It's like pretend, okay, you put up your pinky and you put up your index finger and your middle finger and you hold your other finger, your ring finger, with your thumb.
Yeah.
And hold it up.
Yeah.
And just imagine where that goes.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, all right.
See how you got it?
Right. I can't beat off this way. Are you high? Are you kidding me?
He's an idiot.
What's kid talking about? No, this wouldn't work. No, I need my thumb. I gotta use my thumb.
Yeah, I see what he's up to. Because the girl's shocked that she's actually letting this guy do it.
Yeah.
That's the shocker.
Yeah. I'm going to give that cutout the shocker. Gus?
Yeah, there you go.
The shocker. I'm going to break in my shocker form on the on the cardboard cutout and perfect my technique before I try it on the outside world. Gus, go ahead. You're 19.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
Question for Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a Las Vegas golf magazine, and you're on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you guys are having any charity golf tournaments for the public to play.
After she's done with the signing down at the Point Park Tower Records, she's going to organize that.
Now, I sometimes play in tournaments, but they're like I'm invited. It's not a public tournament, but I play in Vegas a lot.
You're a member at the Riviera Country Club, right?
Well, I'm not a member, but I feel like a member because I'm always there. My coach is from there, so I'm always on the driving range. Why, you want me to invite you for a foursome? Is that what you're trying?
Well, I would love to play with you.
How about a threesome?
I'd be honored.
Me, you, and your cutout? That'd be great. I'd give it the shocker. All right. Hey, Gus.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
That's
cool, dude.
I'm sorry, Gus.
Yeah, look, you're 19-year-old. Your name's Gus.
Hey,
you're not the Sultan of Brunei.
What's that, Gus?
He tried.
At least he tried.
He tried.
Yeah.
Must be nice. You know, it must be nice to be good. Like, I got a couple of sports I'm good at, but they never have any celebrity version of them.
Softball. Baseball.
Yeah, I'm good at softball and play, but since I got kicked out of the Dodger stadium thing, it doesn't work.
Well, that would happen to you at any sport, though, right?
No, I get asked to play the golf thing, and I'm so lame. It's embarrassing. But I would never turn it down.
That's why you're asked to play in them, because you're the entertainment.
You mean my lameness out on the links makes for big laughs for everybody?
Well, if everybody was good, it wouldn't be so fun, you know.
Yeah,
there's a lot of spectators at these events.
Yeah, but there's sort of lame. Like, who's the old piano player? Victor Borga. Mm. He was a piano player. And he was funny because he was a bad piano player, but he was really good.
Right.
There's bad good, and then there's just bad. Right. You know, there's thrown off the driving range for shanking him into the tennis court bad. That's me. There's embarrassing bad. You see what I'm saying?
Why do you keep going to these?
Because they're free, the booze is good, you know, and it's a good time. And then one time I almost won a Mercedes.
Really?
Do that hole-in-one thing. Yeah, it was a par three. It was 200 yards. We're up on a little hill. And for some reason, I just got like a fairway wood out to tee off with because I didn't want to go with the irons. And I whacked, I guess it was like a 5-wood.
Mm.
And hit a line drive that was going directly at the pin. Now, it wasn't going to go in,
But it hit the pin.
It was going to hit the pin.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was like someone shot it out of a can. It was like 10 feet off the ground, and it went the entire distance. But I was like, oh, my God, it's going at the pin. And there's this $90,000 Mercedes sitting behind me, and I start to go berserk, and naturally shot right past the pin and went into the bunker.
So you've never had a hole-in-one? No.
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 No. Now I'm guessing you have?
No, actually. I've been about 6 inches away from a hole-in-one, but that's about as close.
How many yards away?
6 inches.
Yeah, but how many yards?
Oh, it was par three. I'd say it was about 175.
175.
Mm-hmm.
What were you hitting off the tee?
I actually used 7 wood.
7 wood, a girl. It's
you
a,
know, I sometimes go for the woods.
I see. I didn't even know there was a 7 wood.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. High. It goes high and long.
That's not, do most guys have that in their bags?
No guy
wood?
Grabs the 7 wood.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I knew I didn't know it for a reason, although I should probably learn how to hit it. All right, Drew?
Yeah.
Huh? Good?
I'm listening.
All right. We'll be back. Well, there's the show. I want to thank Lisa Durgan for coming in here and being such a delight. Putting
thank
up
you.
With Drew's nonsense with the coffee can and the cutout and all that stuff.
Oh, my God, Adam.
That's where we got to talk.
Yeah.
cover stuff and Fox Sports Net and St. Pauli Girl, and it's all good. Look for her on a course near you.
Thanks,
good,
guys.
Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Don't trust you a little bit.
No. Yeah. No, it's
guys
not that. It's
about
just,
that.
You just suck on some helium or something? What was that?
I just, no. Yeah. No. Yeah.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.